Welcome again to the Warren County Radio Bible School, and in class today we're going to continue reading from a lecture book that was published just this year called Mountains and Valleys of the Bible. This is the 42nd annual Stop 11 Road Church of Christ lectureship that was held in Indianapolis, Indiana. In November, and I was asked to speak on this lectureship two times and to write three articles for the lecture book that was published, and I'm reading them to you in this Bible school. And so in just a few moments, I'm going to continue reading from Mount Calvary and Golgotha. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have a Sunday Bible school, Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our services. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let me read to you my lectureship manuscript that was printed in this book about mountains and valleys of the Bible. And I'll begin where we left off in our last class, this reading about Mount Calvary and Golgotha. There has been a difficulty associated with this place. Now, this is the traditional place of Mount Calvary where the church was built, just outside the city walls. The Church of the Holy Sepulchre is within the ancient walls of the old city. And it is certain that Jesus was crucified outside the city. However, it is now believed that the city walls that enclosed the traditional crucifixion site were built soon after the crucifixion and before the Roman siege. With this established, this site has gained credibility, but it is still without definite certainty. An alternative site is called the Garden Tomb. The appeal of this alternative is that it remains in the open and it is a beautiful site to visit. I have visited this alternative site. Many features it match and well illustrate what could have taken place there. The night we were there, we sang together of Mary being the first to see the resurrection of Jesus. I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the joy we share as we tarry there none other has ever known. You may want to read that account in John 20, 11 through 18. However, there is a difficulty associated with this site. In John 19:41, it tells us that in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden, a new sepulchre wherein was never man yet laid. The tomb at this alternative site is near a hill that could be the place of the skull, but the tomb itself is said to be of a type that is typically older than the time of Christ. Perhaps it is providential that the place of the skull cannot be determined with certainty. Our faith rests not in the identity of the place, but in the accounts of what took place there, as Bernard wrote, "For it was on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me." Golgotha was a place of prophecy fulfilled and of types realized. In Genesis 3:15 we read, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." In Genesis 22, in verse 2 we read, "And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I shall tell thee of." In Exodus 12:5-7, and in verse 13 we read, "Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and it shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And thou shalt take of the blood, and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door post of the houses. And the blood shall be for you a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. In Numbers chapter 21 in verse 9 we read, And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it on a pole, and it came to pass, if that serpent had bitten any man, then when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. From the 22nd Psalm we read, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? All that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip. They shake the head, saying, He trusted in the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, saying he delighted in him. I am poured out like water. My bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a pot shred, and my tongue cleaveth unto my jaws. And thou hast brought me to the dust of death. They pierced my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones. They look and stare upon me. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. In Isaiah 53 we read, He is despised and rejected of men. He hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet did we esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes were you healed. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb. So he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was there any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. But he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sins of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. I have a book in my library titled Voices of Calvary by David Farr. In this book he wrote of things heard leading to Calvary, and here are some of the things he noted. Luke 22:63-64. And when the men that held Jesus mocked him and smote him, and when they had blindfolded him, they struck him on the face and asked him, saying, Prophesy, who is it that smote thee? John 18:33-38. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again, and called Jesus, and said to him, Art thou the King of the Jews? Jesus answered him, Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell thee of me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and thy chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? And Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate saith unto him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again to the Jews and said to them, I find no fault in him at all. John 19:10-11. Then said Pilate unto him, Speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee and power to release thee? Jesus answered, Thou couldst have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore he that delivered me into thee hath the greater sin. Matthew 27:21-25. The governor answered and said unto them, Whether of the twain will ye that I release unto you? And they said, Barabbas. Pilate said unto him, What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? And they all say unto him, Let him be crucified. And the governor said, Why, what evil hath he done? But they cried all the more, saying, Let him be crucified. When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather in a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person, see ye to it. Then answered all the people and said, His blood be on us and on our children. John 19:14-15. He said to the Jews, Behold your king. But they cried out, Away with him, away with him, crucify him. Pilate said unto them, Shall I crucify your king? The chief priests answered, We have no king but Caesar. Matthew 17:29. And when they planted a crown of thorns, and put it on his head, and a reed in his right hand, and they bowed the knee before him, and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews! Luke 23:27-31. And there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus, turning to them, said, Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children, for behold, the days are coming in which they shall say, Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bear, and the paps that never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us, and the hills cover us. For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry? Luke 22:34. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Matthew 27:39-44. And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads, saying, Thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priests, mocking him with the scribes and elders, said, He saved others. Himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God. Let him deliver him now, if he will have him. For he said, I am the Son of God. The thieves also, which were crucified with him, cast the same in their teeth. Luke 23:39-43. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost thou not fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember thee when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus answered unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Matthew 27:46. And about the ninth hour Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? John 19:26-28, in verse 30. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by whom he loved, he said to his mother, Woman, behold thy son. And he said to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour the disciple took her into his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished in the Scriptures that might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, It is finished. We're out of time today, and we'll finish this reading in our next class.